Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Member Strand and seconded by Member Flint to accept the job offer to Kelly Swihart from HUNA, an amount of $82,500 and benefits.
With little comment, Mayor Mark Jensen and the four assembly members present voted unanimously to confirm the hire.
Okay, welcome aboard.
And welcome. Uh-huh.
Swihart and his wife, Mindy, were in the audience for the brief meeting. They have four kids. Three are still at home. He said his family was excited to move to town this summer.
And get to be a part of the community, get to know folks a little bit better. With leaving HUNA, I agreed to give those guys a 60-day notice, so we're looking at the beginning of the July time frame to get down here.
And do you have any thoughts about sort of some of what you're going to need to do first when you get here?
Well, you know, I really want to sit down and talk with folks to try to identify what's important to them. I'm not the kind of guy to make changes just because it's my turn. I think Jim's done a great job. We're going to meet here in a few minutes so I can get some thoughts for him, but it's really identifying what folks in the department want and need and what folks in the community want and need.
Since August 2011, Swihart has served as Director of Public Safety in HUNA. He took over just a year after the small community had been devastated by the murder of two police officers. Even before that, he said there had also been some administrative turmoil, so the department was experiencing some extreme difficulties. I asked him about his work there during an interview this weekend.
I went in. I'm a pretty even-keeled guy. I tried to evaluate what's going on. And, you know, just be a support system for the employees there to take care of them, make sure their needs were met, and then, you know, start implementing some professional processes and procedures. And, you know, it's really turned around. They're a good group of folks down there, and the department is a professional organization that the city should be proud of.
Before HUNA, Swihart spent a decade with the Wasilla Police Department, rising through the ranks to become a division commander for support services. His work in Wasilla included serving as a patrol sergeant, a field training officer and supervisor, and a child abuse investigator. Swihart started his law enforcement career in 1996 as a patrol officer for the Palmer Police Department, where he was eventually assigned to investigate felony-level drug crime.
What made you get into law enforcement? Why did you choose that career? Why do you stay in that as a career?
My dad was a deputy sheriff. We're originally from Northwest Florida, and my mom was an emergency room nurse, so I was brought up in that public safety, civil service type feel, and, you know, it's just the thing that I've always wanted to do. You know, it's ever since I was a small child, I knew that law enforcement was where I wanted to be, and it's been a great career.
Is there a particular moment that you look back on in your career so far when they maybe you sort of look to for inspiration, or maybe whether it was a suspect or a witness or a particular case that you know, makes you help, sort of helps keeps you going in what you're doing?
There is back when I was working crimes against children, I had the opportunity to investigate a defendant that had been reported many times before, but he was kind of one of those pillar of the community type guys, and nobody really took the complaint seriously or were able to build the evidence. But we were able to put together a good case against him, and ultimately he confessed to the new crimes but remembered several of the old crimes. And as I talked with him, he told me that he first molested children in 1967, and I got a real sense of satisfaction about being able to close that case out and hold him accountable.
Swihart was one of three finalists to visit Petersburg this past week. The other two were B.J. Wilkinson, who is currently police chief in Litchfield, Illinois, and Robert Kappelman, an assistant chief in Two Rivers, Wisconsin. Petersburg had contracted with a recruiting firm out of Minnesota, Brimeyer Firstman, which conducted the police chief's search and assisted with the interview process. Borough Assembly member Cindy Lagadakis was on the local hiring committee and says all three finalists were impressive.
One thing that we really noticed was that each candidate had some special characteristic that really would have fit well with Petersburg, and we debated for several hours after spending the weekend with them at a variety of activities and then doing hour-long interviews, actually about 45-minute-long interviews with each candidate and looking over their resume. It was a really tough decision, and we really weighed who would be the best fit for Petersburg, and overall we felt like Kelly would work out best for our town, but I don't think we would have been served poorly if we had chosen any one of those individuals.
Swihart's Alaskan experience helped sway the committee, according to borough manager Steve Giesbrecht.
It was, in some ways, the connections he already has. He knows
you know, people in Alaska in the law enforcement community, which is really helpful. It's something that we don't have to retrace those steps. He walked into a situation in Hoonah where it was very difficult, and he was able to put it back together. And his investigative experience and command experience that he had in Wasilla, all of that combined, and the fact that being in Alaska, we really wanted somebody that was going to come and stay. We got that impression from all of them. But we know Kelly and his wife know our weather. They know what to expect. And it was just one of those intangibles that kind of put us over the edge, I guess.
Swihart will replace Police Chief Jim Agner. Agner and his wife Heidi, also a police officer, are retiring at the end of May. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.